Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends. Shir should be a special Swiss for Avi Marinami Marasi Shimichyu, Swiss Chayachar Fegaban Simchavi Dispasia. We are continuing with our series of Shiurim from the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu Hagon Agado Muflav Muflog. We've been seeing a coin Khan. This is a letter he wrote to a very, very Choshev Tam Chacham of Simcha Bunim Schreiber, who at the time was in Lugano, Switzerland. Thanks him for the letter he wrote. And now he responds, Masha Toma al Akushiosa, Akushios Avugas Aboysim, Yeredea Bepsichel Hochas Basibacholab, Bashas Beitza, Yered Kasha, and the Kushios of the Arugas Aboysim, Yeredea and his Psichel Hochas Basibacholab, and Osir Aleph. Then the Gemara Beitza says the reason, according to Beishame, that the Shir for Chomets is a Kakosevis, whereas the Seor is only a Kazayas. It's because all the Torah had to write was Chometz, and the Torah didn't have to write Sor, and we learn a Kavu Chomer. And that's the Rukas HaBoisem. What do you mean, learn a Kavu Chomer? If Chometz is Kizayis, then certainly Sor is. The Chiddush, Arminan Ein L'chabo al Chiddusha, when it comes to a Chiddush, you only have the Chiddush, you can't learn anything from the Chiddush. Like we see from Rashi and Chulin, Kuf Ches Amar Aleph, Dibar Maskul Li Chiddush. And so too, Chometz is a Chiddush, like we see in Sachem, Bava Mebeis, Bava Kamach of Tesla Mebeis, that it's a Chiddush, that the Chometz belongs to you. It's Asir Bahana, how does it possibly belong to you? So it must be, it's a Chiddush, and therefore you can't learn from it. So what do you mean you would have learned Chometz from Sor? And in that you wrote that Sor is really included in Chometz. It's just more of a leavening agent than Chometz, but it's still included in the category of Chometz, like the Pnei Yehoshua writes, Beit is Zayin on the base, and the Slach is Maskim. For this reason, it's not Shayich, Ein on Shem Adin. You can't say that you don't punish from a Kal B'Chomer. Because it's Kamo B'Chlal Masayim Manim. Included in 100 is, included in 200 is 100. And therefore, Chametz and Seor are really the same thing. Since they're really the same thing, and therefore you wouldn't say, in other words, you can learn a Kal B'Chomer if you would give a punishment for Baal Yerah, which is debated, but if you would, so you wouldn't say Inon Shem Adin. Normally we don't give a punishment for a Kal B'Chomer, but here it wouldn't be a Kal B'Chomer because Chometz and Seor are the same thing. And the Shaar HaMelech writes, like Bnei Yehoshua Perek Yudzayin Mitzvah B'Halacha Beis. And if so, of Shaykh Bazainyan Shemichilish Logamina. The Sor Nichol B'Chometz. Sor is included in Chometz. It's not that you learn from Chometz, it's in the same category as Chometz. And he brought a raya from the Poskim in Yerodeh in Pesayim. That Sli, you're not allowed to roast. That's Sli, is Asr B'Basu B'Chalav. Meat milk is an Istarais of Sli. And though it says in the Torah of Sebastian. Rabbasim Chalav Chidushu. Eich Lomdim Tzli Mibishel. Lama Lono Marin Lechabo Ala Chidusha. So it must be, since Tzli is included in the Yeser Bishel, it doesn't have to be learned from it. It's true, Basim Chalav is a Chidush, because Basar is Mutter and Chalav is Mutter. So Mehechi Tesi Tzasar to cook the two together. So it's a Chidush. Nevertheless, you can learn Sli from Bishul because Sli is included in Bishul. So too, Sor is included in Chometz. So what's the Kashtu with Sabosim that you're not allowed to, you can't learn Sor from Chometz because you don't learn from a Chiddush. But Sor is the same thing as Chometz. That's the Kashtu of this Rav Schreiber. So answers Moreno of Rabbeinu Zatzal as follows. In the Chuvas Chasim Sofer in Siman Tzadi Zayin, he writes that the MS, in the name of Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says this, B'shitas HaPoiskim, that Sli is Mutter B'Basar B'Chalav, is because Basar B'Chalav is a Chiddush, because Kavush, normally when you immerse one thing in something else, we have a rule that Kavush can be Vushal. Kavush, immersing it in liquid, is like cooking it if you leave it in there, some say 24 hours. So in theory, if you would leave meat and milk for 24 hours, it would be bishul. Nevertheless, by Basar B'chalav v'yibachidish, that kavash, even though normally it's kimavushal, by Basar B'chalav it's mutter. And that's the chidish that only derech bishul asr Torah. Therefore we say that dafka bishul, and not sli. Now this is explained in the Chitzis HaPoskim, that sli is mutter by Basar B'chalav. Why would sli be mutter by Basar B'chalav? Because Basar B'chalav is a chidish. Therefore you can't derive sli from Basar B'chalav. What's the chidish of Basar B'chalav? Chidish of Basar B'chalav is, explains the Chasam Sofer, that kavush is normally kimavushal and here it's not. There's a chiddush here in Basar B'chalav, and in Amelia you can't learn sli from Basar B'chalav, from Bishul. Only Bishul's asur, sli isn't, according to those shittas. That sli is mutter b'Basar B'chalav. And with this he answered the kasha, the placey. Simon Pei Zayin Siv Katan Beis, and see also in Chasim Sofer and Yeridea Simon Kuftes. So, first of all, you said that Rabbi Schreiber, that Sli and Bishul are one, not everybody holds that way. But your Raya is, according to the Sheet of the Poskim, that Sli is included in Bishul. And therefore, Sor is included in Chametz. In the Pri Chadash and Yeridea and Simon Pei Zayin Siv Katan Beis, he brings a Raya that Sli is Mikli Bishul. Sli is called bishul because the pasuk says will be shalta ve'achalta ba'pesach, and we know that you don't cook it. You know that you roast the pesach. Pasuk in Divrei Yamin Beis Lamed Yud Gimel va'yivashlu es ha'pesach. So you see that sli is called bishul. Sli and bishul are one. Rashi chulin softi v'maschul amakam hashmolan brings the pasuk in Divrei Yamin. Ayin tosas chulin sadi v'avom in Beis di v'maschul avol nitzle. And there in the Gilyani Hashas, Nedarim 49a, it says, Zechel Adavar that Sli Bechlal Bishul B'Neder, Shnemer V'Avashlo HaPesach. So they bring a Zechel Adavar, an allusion to the fact that Sli is included in Bishul when it comes to making a Neder. About one, he made a Neder about the other, because the Pasuk says, V'Avashlo HaPesach, they were V'Avashlo HaPesach, even though there means Sli. So you see, Sli is included in Bishul. And already the kasha was asked by the Acharonim, why do you bring the pasuk in Divrei Yom? You could have brought the pasuk in the Torah, Bishalta v'achalta. Ayin b'chasim sofer b'simit tzadi zayin. Yibar maschum anir le nizdaiti. He asks on the redactor in Divrei Yom. And look in the tshuvas ha'mivosh. Simen rei zayin, yibar maschum ein, ra'avon. And like the Pri Chadash, who brings a raya that Sli is called Bishul, from the pasuk of Bishalta v'achalta v'pesach, also writes the Sefer Minchas Yankiv in the Solos Semechon Klal Pehei, in the name of the Torah Hashem, which is from the Balatosis Yantiv. See also in the Nefesh Chai in the Yerodein Simen Vav, in the Imre Bina and Dine Basar B'chalav in Simen Gimel, in the Tshuvas Pirkas Yosef in Yerodei Chav Tez, Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, Yerodei Simen Kofi Yitez Och Shiralev. And if so, Basar B'chalav is different. It's Muchach, that Sli is called Bishul from the Pasuk. And therefore, when it says in the Torah, Lo Sevashel, Kadiba Chalevi Mo, when it says Lo Sevashel by Basar B'chalav, that also includes Sli. And if the Ratzon of the Torah was that Sli would be Mutter, Basar could have excluded Sli. Pasuk doesn't. And Lo Sevashel includes Sli, and therefore we say Sli is also Asur by Basar B'chalav. And the Torah says not to cook, and you see that cooking is also roasting is referred to as cooking. So that means you're also not allowed to roast Basar B'chalav. However, the Lashon of Chometz doesn't include Sor. You just learn a Kal V'Chomer that the Chametz or Kasha, that it's a harder leavening agent, it's a stronger leavening agent, Sor it's a stronger leavening agent. But it's not called Chometz. Sli is called Bishul, but Sor is not called Chometz. Sor is a different category. Chametz is in the Chametz aisle, Sor is in the Sor aisle, in the supermarket. And even though there's a Kal V'Chomer, Mana, like we said before from the Acharonim, and included 200 is 100. That if Chametz is Asr, so is certainly Asr. Nevertheless, we can say that ain lecho ala chidusha. Umakomu muchra da ritva b'makas shehivi. Barugas habaisim sham kosav daf laman darman shimin adin. Ain lomod beidim zomim digam b'hargu ne'erogim kevin deit zomim chidushu. Ain lechabo ala chidusha. The Ritvan Makis, which is brought by Rugis Abosim, writes that even according to the Mandiyama, Onshin Min Adin, that you can punish from a Kavah Chomer, you can learn by Edim Zomimin, Shagam Bahargu Ne'eragim. You can learn by Edim Zomimin a Kavah Chomer. If Lo Hargu Ne'eragim, certainly Hargu Ne'eragim, certainly if the people they testified against were killed, they're killed. If even the people they testified against weren't killed, they're killed, certainly if they were killed, they're killed. Edom are killed. You can learn. Why? Since Eitzayim is a chiddush. Ein lechavo ala chidusha. Hashem gam ken yeshvam adu b'chal masayim mana. There also you could say b'chal masayim mana. Because not only did they want to kill him, they actually killed him. So, when they wanted to kill, so that already is like your classical din of Edom Zomim. And B'chama Saimana, they wanted to kill and they killed. So why can't you kill them? The answer is, Ein lechavo ala chidusha. So that's what we're trying to want to say over here. You're right. Sor is stronger than Chametz. But still, Ein lechavo ala chidusha, because it's not mamish exactly the same thing. We see this by Edom Zomim. That it's not exactly the same thing. Even though B'chal Masayim Mana, not only did they want to kill, but they actually killed, and that includes the case where they wanted to kill them. They want to kill, they get killed themselves, the Eidim. Nevertheless, we say in L'chavo L'chidusha. Here also we say in L'chavo L'chidusha. And it's only Chametz and not Tzor. Because Chametz are not mamish the same thing. In Yerushua and the Tzlach, we have a big kasha in it. What's the kasha we have? Kasha is that they say that it's B'chal Masayim Mana. And therefore it's not shaykh to say Ein Onshin Min Adin. Because there's no Kal V'chomer problem over here. When it comes to Sor, we don't say Ein Onshin Min Adin, because B'chal Masayim Mana. Very difficult to understand what they mean. Because the makor of this din, of Ein Onshin Min Adin, is in Makkos. There we learn from the Pasuk, right? It learns that person's killed for being with his complete sister. Even though we already learned that he's killed for being with his half-sister. And there, it's also B'chal Masayim Mana. If she's your whole sister, she's also your half-sister. If she's your mother's daughter and your father's daughter, that includes her being your mother's daughter alone, and that includes her being your father's daughter alone. And from there, the Gemara learns, Ein Onshin Min Adin, even though B'chal Masayim Mana. Even though included in a full sister is two our half sisters. And yet we still say Ein Onshin Min HaDin. So what are the Pnei Yeshua and Slav talking about? How can they say that we don't say Ein Onshin Min HaDin by the case of Sor and Chametz because Vacham is signed money? You see that in the case of a Chama Sayim Mana by a complete sister, we do say Ein Onshin Min HaDin, that's the Makor. Adarabi, Shlomo Devemes Mehai Taima, Hevi Besugi Zu Demakas, Halim Etzet Ein Onshin Min HaDin. Vadin Zayin Onshin Min HaDin Uklar Goda B'chol HaShas. So that's maybe why the Gemara brings it Dafka here. This rule of Ein Onshin Min HaDin is a Klal Godel in all the Gemara. Sanhedrin 54a, Tzmura 9, Pieces three, other places. So based on what we said, we can explain that the Havamina is that when you have Kasher Asa, the Eidim Zayimin, it's not shy to have a cloud of Ein Onshin Min HaDin because B'cham Asai Mane. Because if they did it, not only did they did it, but they also planned to do it. They also planned to have him killed. They also did it. So why don't we say B'cham Asai Mane and you don't say Ein Onshin Min HaDin? And the Gemara says you do say Ein Onshin Min HaDin. So the Gemara brings the Lima from Basavi Basimo that even though B'cham Asai Mane, we still say Ein Onshin Min HaDin. So to be in Zomimin, we still say Nochem Min HaDin, even though B'cham Asayim Manin. And again, this is Shver on the Bnei Yeshua and the Tzlach, who say that because B'cham Asayim Manin, we don't say Nochem Min HaDin. We are Manish Min HaDin. We are Manish Min HaKal B'chom. But you see from the Makor and the Gemara, it's not so. Sai by Eidim Zomimin and Sai by the Makor, which is your complete sister. They're B'cham Asayim Manin, that she's your half-sister, but still, with their name Nochem Min HaDin, you need a special lima that one is also killed for sleeping with his full sister. What's the reason Ein Onshin Min HaDin? Because you're not miskaper by a lighter onish. Therefore, even if you say B'cham Asayim Mana, but you're still not miskaper with the lighter onish. So Ein Onshin Min HaDin. And if it's Sor, maybe is more is, if it's more chamor, then you're not miskaper with the onish of chametz. And therefore, you're not going to get the same onish as chametz. Ein Onshin Min HaDin. Like we're saying, even if Uchama Sayim Mana, you can still say Ein Onshin Min HaDin because you're not miskaper with the lighter punishment, you don't get a kapara. V'tam HaMelech, Perek Beis Mishchit Alach Aleph, Tamo Dibre Pnei Yeshua Beitz V'Hanal. So the Achronim are Tameya and the Pnei Yoshua and the Shara Melech, who writes like the Pnei Yoshua from the Gemara Kiddushin. And over goes Masa Choshev, Ala Shara Melech, Mechas and Agon Rebbe Kivega, Choshev Mishpilas Kuflam and Gimel. So Akoponim from Shas Makas Dafhe, we see that even if Bacham Asayim Mane, it's Shaykh Ein Onshin Min HaDin. And we divya Aritz V'Shem Avur Lahedya. And even B'chagav, and we say, Ein Mechabo L'Chidusha, and you can't learn Mokam Achri, and therefore the Ugas HaBosim is a good Kasha. According to the Ritva. Again, what's the Ugas HaBosim's Kasha? Ugas HaBosim's Kasha is, how can you learn Sor from Chametz, Ein Mechabo L'Chidusha? So what do you mean? Only write Chametz, and you'll learn Sor from Mekav HaChomim. And the Chavol of Hidusha. And we don't say B'cham Asayim Mane. All right, so this is just a little taste. And Rabbi Schreiber has more Aris. And Rainer Ravina rather than Sion treats at great length. And we ask the Rabbanu Shel Olam, who has been so kind to me for so many years, that his kindness continue. And we'll be mamshich in this letter, in this tshuva, and hopefully see more and more neflos. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.